Yeah, I loved it, especially playing at the Amex. I think it was my first time playing for the first team at the Amex, so it was nice, and obviously to get the win and to play well as a team was really, it was nice.
You played like a little cameo at the end of last season. How would you describe how it's gone this year and what's happened since? Because you were involved, came on late in the year, Sheffield Wednesday, and get a taster of it, but then what's happened this season?
Yeah, well, obviously, I think everyone knows I was a bit unfortunate with the injury I got during pre-season, which is not the ideal time to get it, but that's football, and I had to get over it really quick. I did, so luckily enough, the medical staff here have been great, and since I've been back, I haven't had anything. Normally, when you're coming back from injury, you get little niggles here and there, but touch wood, I've been really lucky so far, and still doing my rehab programme and things like that, and I feel fit and strong now.
What's it been like working with Chris
Eaton? Yeah, it's been great. I think I've learned a lot since I've been working with Chris, and obviously the other coaching staff as well. Obviously playing with players like Steve Sidwell, who's played for Chelsea in the Premier League and things like that. When you're learning off players like that as well, it can only do good things for your career.
The manager's mentioned that some players might be going out on loan. He said that at the moment there's no plans for that for you, so we obviously rate you, but that must be slightly frustrating because it means that you probably won't get as much action as if you did go out on loan. So how do you see that? Is that something that you would have liked to have done to get the football, or are you quite happy to be here?
Yeah, I'm just guided by Chris, you know, by the gaffer. Obviously I've been speaking to him over the last few days, and as you said, he does rate me. He's told me that, and he said I just need to keep working hard, which is what I'm going to do, and hopefully I can try and force my way into the team, and obviously with an opportunity on Saturday to do that against Lincoln, just need to show what I can do. Like,
is it sort of maybe even more difficult for you to come in, rather than coming into a league game and a winning side, to come into a game where you are the favourites, everyone's expecting you to win, and against a side that's already beaten Championship opposition? Is that maybe more difficult for you to come into that kind of game?
Yeah, listen, we know it's going to be a tough game. I watched Lincoln play against Ipswich, the game that was on TV, and I was really impressed with them. The way they play football, they pass it, they've good energy. So we know it's going to be a tough game, but I think if we're playing well and we can move the ball and create some chances, I think we'll do well and go on and win the game.
And how much does the league form help you? You know, being a part of a squad that is winning so often, that must help, even in a different competition.
Yeah, obviously the winning mentality comes into it. The gaffer is always on us about that. We need to keep winning no matter what it's in. So I think it's right throughout the whole team. Even if you're starting or if you're on the bench, that if you need to come on or if you're playing the FA Cup, you have to do a job. You have to obviously play good football first and foremost, and we need to get the win.